Okay, we have to get moving, so just a few quick comments, and again, I do want to do a larger discussion of Tahara of Bechulin at some point, but let's just talk a little bit more about the Rambam, just for a couple of minutes. But before I do that, let me just, here, okay. Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out what I should skip and what I should talk about here. Okay. Yeah, the last few things, just to clarify one or two points before we begin, and that is as follows. The again, there seems to be a little confusion about what I was saying about the Rambam. So just to clarify that just for a minute. The Rambam's shita on Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKodesh not being Kodesh, just trying to think where I put this, is developed in two places. One is in Osavas HaToma Perikid Aleph Halacha Tes, and then the other one is in Perikid Beis Halacha Tezayin. So firstly, just to make it clear that the Ravid in both places disagrees, and the Ravid in both places suggest that the Rambam Shita is the Dochak and it's a Shita Siyachid in the Sugya. Okay, so that's just, we don't have the time to analyze whether that is so, to go through all the Sugyas and see whether that is the case. But certainly according to the Ravid's accusation, the Rambam Paskening, and either way, even if that isn't the case, the fact that Rambam Paskens that, you know, Altaras Truma is Ketruma, and that Altaras Kodesh is not Kodesh, is certainly, even though it's a debate in the Gemara, but if the Ravid is right, certainly it's a very striking psak. And this is something that the Ravid, again, in both places, is mayor. This is, again, Yud Aleph, second. There in Yud Aleph, he has this on Tezayin. I'm sorry, Yud Beis Tezayin. Afani biarti she'el divra yachid heim ben alach keboso yud kol asugis holchos al derech she'heim kekodesh. Okay, and then earlier we have the same thing in Perikin Aleph. Earlier, it's one of the better one to quote. Amar Avram zeh ish tapas derech hamasukseches besirim beiniach derech haslula kirov asugis shel masachet kulin vasugis shel masachet nida v'stam mishna shel masachet chagiga kulin chulin shenas al tarot hakodesh kekodesh damu. Who tapas divrei ayachid, who Rav Nachman, the sur lekach kulin dami, who amar la haka, v'amar la nami hasam, meaning in chagiga, etc. So the Ravid is basically accusing the Rambam of paskening like a mishitas yachid. So that's point number one. That you just wonder whether or not this is somehow connected. At least it's tempting to wonder whether this is connected to the Rambam's very assertive view, which we're going to qualify just a little bit, as we've already noted, but in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, in the end, where, you know, he, again, as a program, tries to downplay, if not completely negate, or, you know, neutralize the role of Taharos, you know, in Chulin. And, again, it's not Mukhra, because it goes to what I said the other day. I do believe that there's two questions, namely, what role, if any, or how extensive and what the character of that role of Tahara and Kulin is, and the question of the ability to simulate that, you know, through Al Taharas HaKodesh or Al Taharas Truma. I do think that you could be mechalik between those two in both directions, as I said the other day. But having said that, I think, you know, that our default, you know, impression would be that there should be a kesher between those two things. But the more you think that the world of Chulin also abides or even, you know, is a proper place to manifest the Dine Tahara, you know, the easier it also is within Chulin to simulate, you know, even more acute expressions of that Tahara. So the fact that the Rambam's psak in Al Taharas HaKodesh, Lav Kekodesh, is questioned by the Rishonim as being a Das Yachid, is curious given, you know, relative to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Sefer HaChinuch, Rabbi Yerochum Freshel Perlo's reading of Rav Sadia Gaon, you know, the Baalei Tosfos here and there, Rashi here and there. You have to look at Rashi and Yuma Daf Pei and Rashi and Chulin here on the Lamed Aleph on the base of Lamed Hayamed Aleph, you know, and so on and so forth. The different Rashis in different places, well, a lot of which are brought up by Rabbi Yerochum Freshel Perlo also, but some of which we've seen. Given that, you know, relative to other Rishonim, the Rambam is particularly downplaying Tahara and Chulin, I just don't know whether it's, you know, it's not a coincidence to dismiss. That's a point number one. I don't think we said that yet, but I wanted to make clear that point. Secondly, and this is confusing, and that is that we wanted to make the Ha'ara, especially in light of the Ramban, where the Ramban basically says that the issue of Taras HaKodesh is primarily about the chalos of, you know, Tumah being nitfas, at least on the Rabbanon level, you know, in Anchulet. In other words, beyond Sheni, you know, that there can be a Shlishi and a Revi and so on. But he was very skeptical and even therefore had to struggle mightily with our sugya, because our sugya, you know, definitely sounds like it's much more than that, you know, with anything else, any properties of tumas tahara, etc. And that's why Ramban doesn't like Rashi, and they, you know, there's a whole discussion about that, as we already noted. But certainly from the Ramban, the impression you would get would be that if the question is about treating this as kodshim or Truma Shenitma, or the question is about the Chepta being Nitfas in Shein Tuma, let's say the Dargos of Tuma, you know, that in that hierarchy for the Ramban, it's Pashut, that, you know, Rishon Shein, that being Nitfas in Tuma is a lot easier to justify than treating the object, you know, as if it's something which was Mistame, with the consequences of kodshim or truma being mistaken. That's the impression you get. What I wanted to just point out, based on the Mikdash David's Ha'aros, not mine, is that for the Rambam, the opposite may actually be true. And that's because in these two places, again, in Perikid Aleph and Perikid Beis Hilchos, She'arav HaSatuma, what the Rambam is basically rejecting, right, is the idea that the chulin is nitfas, you know, after sheni in shein tuma. Right? That's both places. That's what he's talking about. Here in Halacha Yud, ha'ochel revisha b'kodesh, osu l'alachol es ha'kodesh, mutaliga b'kodesh, beinu poslo, afil tafshel shenis arev. Right? One second. So basically the topic that the Rambam is discussing in these particular halachos, clearly, is the topic of Dargos Tuma. So Yud Aleph Tes and Yud Beis Tes Zayin are both related to that question. Vim Noga B'Kodesh Eino Seu Revi Afilo Mashka Kodesh Eino Pasol V'Chulin Shenasol Taurus HaKodesh Hashlishi Shabahen Tahar K'Chulin. That's basically it. And the same thing true on the next one, Sheish Malos Orishonos, also Asom Bein LeKodesh Bein LeChulin, Shinas Al Taras HaKodesh, Chamesh Achronos Shehein Minakli, Mitzaref, Mashu B'Tocho, Mahala, we'll get that in a second, also B'Kodesh, Bilvat, Avalo B'Chulin, Shinas Al Taras HaKodesh, Olerhein B'Chamesh Elu K'Chulin, Rufika Chulin, Shinas Al Taras HaKodesh, Harishon Tameh, Hasheni Pasol, V'Hashlishi Tahar, right, kechulin kemosha biyarn. So again, it's even though here he's talking about malos, even though he already said this halacha, the Rambam repeats it. By the way, remember my view on chulin shenas al taras hakodesh being lav kekodesh, and therefore there is no din of shlishi. And that's again where the Ravid makes his ha'ara. What's interesting in light of this is that you know, the issue of Midras, and that's what I was trying to say the other day, the issue of Midras, which you would have thought would then have been the Chagiga Sugya,
which would then have been kechulin, doesn't emerge as kechulin. Right, and this is almost explicit. This is what I mentioned the other day. Sheish malos harishonos osu osan bein lakodesh bein lechulin shenas al taras hakodesh. The first six malos that I mentioned earlier, right, are applicable even to chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Okay, so what do those six include? And from mitzaref kli v'hala, that's only kodesh and not al taras hakodesh. So you have to go to the beginning of the parak, right? Here he has achas. Esrei malos asu chachamim lakodesh, right? Ala truma ve'eluhein, right? And then he discusses them. And one in Dalit is bigdei ochle truma afal pi shehin tahorin v'nisharin minatumos hare bigdehen midras lakodesh. Okay? So, right. This is part of the first six. Right, so that means that in light of halacha tezayin, sheish malos harishonos also osan bein lakodesh bein chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, that when we say that truma bigdeim is midras lakodesh, that means we mean that it's midras also to chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. I mean to somebody who's shomer chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, right? And that is implied. You know, again, in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Chamesh Malos Asu Chachamim Begadim, right? And that's the Big Day Amaretz, Midras Lochle Chulein B'Tahara, right? Big Day Ochle Chulein B'Tahara, Midras Lochle Maeser Sheni, Big Day Ochle Maeser Sheni, Midras Lochle Truma, and then comes Big Day Ochle HaKodesh, Midras Lechatas, Big Day Ochle Truma, sorry, Midras Lechodesh, Big de ochle kodesh midras lachatas, right? Abal tor lakodesh, enukizav lachatas, etc. So again, in light of, when you put Yud Gimel Aleph and, I guess, Yud Beis Dalid together with Yud Beis Tezayin, the implication is that big de truma, big de ochle truma, right, are a midras lemi shomer chulin, Altaras HaKodesh. Okay? So I just wanted to make that point clear. Now, what I was suggesting was that might just be a din of Nihugim, not so much a din of Chefza, and there are the Malos apply, just that the shame doesn't apply. Then there's one other Rambam, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Mishka V'Moshe, which I also gave you to look at. That's the Mikdash David's big Chiddush. That's Gimel Tess. Second. So again, I probably was just going too quickly, but a few people asked me to clarify this. Mishkav Moshe of Gimel Tess is where the Rambam says as follows. Mubera shehotzi ha'uber es yada v'yitzira imo tmei aleda, betumas yoledes yavetumas beis la'es v'pekidu l'mapreya k'moshe bi'arnu. The tumas vestos, the tumas ksamim, all these hakol midivrei sofrim, the tumasan besafek. Lefikach, ein, this is the drum roll, lefikach, right? Ein sorfin aleim truma, the kachim elatolim. The chain chulin shenasol taras hakodesh shenitmu be'elu tolim. Aval anasim al taras hatruma v'chulin hatvulin l'chala, einem istamim, etc., b'chol elu shem. So the deal of the Mikdash David is that because we're dealing in this halacha with a Tumah Durabanan, or Tumah Medivrei Sofrim, right, and therefore Tumasan Besaf and Tumasan Besapek, that's Lefikach Ein Sofrin Aleim Tumah V'Kadshim Elatolin and V'Chein Chun Shinas Al Taras HaKodesh. But if we were dealing with a Safek Tumah, a Safek Doraisa, a Safek Metame, let's say Doraisa, so then we would be soreif not only kachim and truma, but chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. That's the deal. So then what comes out is that legabe sreifas kachim shenas al taras hakodesh shenitmu, right? We're actually treating the cheftza, as Kodesh, even though Legabe, the levels of Tuma, the transmission of Tuma, right, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, that it's Lavka Kodesh. So in that sense, it seems like there are basically two exceptions, or two clear exceptions to the Rambam's psak of Lav Kodesh, right? One is the question of Achila and Sreifa and so on, and the other is the issue of Midrash. Those are the two, I guess, diukim. So the other day, this is what Eitan brought to my attention. Where is Eitan? Is he here? Yeah. So Eitan asked me after the shir the other day, you know, why is it that when I mentioned the Mikdash David, I mentioned that the that he holds maybe the opposite of the Ramban, and that he holds that the chiluk is in the opposite direction, that you treat it as cheftza of, you know, of kodesh and nitma, you know, but you don't treat it that way in the dargos of tuma. But then when it came to the question of midras, I was suggesting that maybe the whole point is that when it comes to shmiras hagavra, if you will, or zehiras hagavra, or niu gagavra, you know, that's what's koveya legabe midras, whereas the Rambam's psak is about treating this as a chet. So I thought that was a good ha'ara, and I think it's a good point. Meaning, if you accept the diuk of Mishka v'Moshav, of the Mikdash David, then it is also possible to explain the Midras halacha as a function, meaning it's not Megamri Lav Kekodesh. So, in other words, it's just like the Ramban will say it's Kekodesh, but there are limitations. And the Rambam will say it's Lav Kekodesh, but of course there are still expressions of it. Having said that, I still think that it's possible that the Dine Malos and the Dine Shmira, oh, let's put it this way, the Dine Israchila and Ibud and so on are still two different dinim. That one is a din in the Hugim, and the other is a din in the status of the Chetza itself. So, but either way, those are the Rambams that I'm talking about, and I do think that it's possible to unify the Rambams. I just think you have to figure out whether the Midras Halakha is really a din in the Chetza and its status, or not. Okay. Having said that, again, part of the Mikdash David's presentation is also to show that even when it comes to Truma, that when it comes to Truma, you would have thought that Kol Shekein, meaning if there is a din of it being Nitvas, you know, the Darga of Tuma, you know, which you don't have in Kachin, then Kol Shekein, maybe you should have, you know, the dinim of treating, you know, Chulin Shanasu al, you know, al Kedushas Truma, you know, in terms of the Cheftza, you would certainly treat it as Truma. But I think his Ha'ara is that that is not necessarily the case. These are maybe two separate and different dinim. It's not in a obvious hierarchy. What I would just add to it is what I said the other day, and that is that, anyways, we have to figure out which dinim are dinim that have to do with Cheftza Shel Kodshim, Cheftza Shel Truma, which dinim are purely dinim of Tuma v'Tahara, simply that apply, though, to more acutely sensitive Cheftzas Shel Kedusha, you know, whether it be Maisa Sheni, the next level Truma, the next level Kachim, and which are kind of in between, where, you know, you have kind of an intersection between the Mechayev of Tahara and the Mechayev of the Kachim. And that also could explain the differences between Truma and Kodesh, as well as the other explanations. Okay, so that was a point of clarification. Okay. In addition to that, just very quickly, just to make one other thing clear, when I was talking about the levels of Tuma, now even more so in the Rambam, you know, what this highlights in the Rambam is that, you know, being Nitvas, you know, the Tuma, especially on the level of, you know, Shlishi and Rabi, etc., at least for the Rambam, is not just a place marker. Right? And as we were trying to explain, like, what is the significance of all these deen?
So just to highlight a little bit more, the very fact that in Chulin, right, you don't have, you know, Chulin's not mitzvahs, you know, in Shlishi and Revi. Let's take a step back. Even if you hold that Chulin should not, that regular Chulin, right, are not, there's no problem of being metame yet, right? We all agree, everybody agrees that there's a status of Rishon and Sheni, you know, legabe Chulin. Okay? But there's no status of Shlishi and Revi and Chamishi, legabe Chulin, right? Even vis-a-vis, you know, a later impact on Truma or in Kodesh. Those are just the facts. I just want to, you know, extract, I guess, the significance of it for a second. Meaning, if one could have thought that, you know, basically there's no chalos, you know, tuma bechulin, right? But if chulin as a, you know, harbor, you know, something that harbors, you know, tuma, which threatens or has impact on Kodesh, right? That's a Kodesh halacha or just a neutral halacha. You don't have to have some tahara, you know, status or stature, right, in order to be what I called my other day, I'll stick with it for the moment, a kind of a place marker, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, the ultimate transmission of tumah, right, to something which is susceptible to it. Or do you? That's really what I'm asking. What I was trying to say the other day was that when the Rambam, in the end of Tumas Ochlin, kind of asks the question, you know, well, if there's no din of Tuma in Chulin, right, so how is there even a din, or how do you get Chulin to be Matame Kodesh? I think what he's really asking is kind of this question. And the real issue is, what's the answer? In other words, he's really saying, well, you could think, if there's no chalos tahara in chulin, right, that there can't be rishon and sheni either, and then the only dine tumah you'd ever have in terms of transmission would be the things that themselves can be contaminated, right, or are susceptible to tumah. Right, but chulin, it's like it doesn't register. There's no, that's what I mean by no chalos, meaning you can be metame it all day if you want, but it's not, you know, it's not nitzvas betumah. That's kind of what the Rambam has in mind, in a snapshot, like, you know, if you could freeze it. And then the Rambam says, but that isn't true, right? Legabe being a rishon and sheni, you know, able to transmit, right, that does apply. The only question is, so what is the significance of that? So you could say that the Rambam's still sticking, you know, with the hardcore, you know, view that Taharos has zero impact or nothing to do with Chulin, right? He's just saying that, you know, to be a placeholder, you know, for the Tuma, you know, is not all that significant. But then I'm just pointing out, why is that true only for Rishon V'Sheni and not true for Shlishi and Revi? Right, in the end of the day, if we're saying that the davarha, you know, nitfas bituma le'inyan letame, right, is no big deal, so then, you know, why do you distinguish between Rishon and Sheni and everything else? The very fact that there are limitations, namely that truma and kudshim and, you know, then mechatas, etc., that only they are able to be, you know, subject, you know, separate from the question of their actual status of being tame. You know, to be matame, to be that place marker, is significant. So you have to either say one of two things. You have to either say that, you know, Rishon and Sheni are, I guess, close enough to the original Tuma that, you know, being that doesn't require being a chalos that is so subject to Tuma, I mean, a little bit, obviously. And, you know, but once you get to Shlishi and Revi and Chamishi and so on, so if there was no, you know, chalos tuma, then there wouldn't be a chalos of being, you know, nitfas and the metame, whatever you want to call it, you know, either. Meaning so that as you move further away, right, there becomes a significant thing and a measure, etc. Or you have to say that even in Chulin, you know, there may not be any Kpeda or any Isur or any Lechatchila or any Kiyum, and that we're going to revise just in a second too, of you know, being Tahar, etc. But it doesn't mean, and this is what the Rambam really means to say, it doesn't mean that there's no Chalos Tuma B'Chulin. The very fact that it is Nitfas in Rishon V'Sheni means that there is a status, at least, of Tuma, a chalos of Tuma in Chulin. Then you can say, well, you know, it has up to a point, but you have to have a more sensitive Cheftza, you know, to be Nitfas in the more, you know, subtle or distant, you know, Tumos. A Tuma from a Tuma, whatever. Okay? So that is very important. That's generally important for understanding, you know, this whole question, you know, of Rishon Sheni Shlishi Revi, you know, and the idea of something that isn't itself necessarily Tameh, or is Tameh, but isn't, you know, the relevance of its Tumah is negligible, and yet it has the ability, you know, it's still Chal, and has the ability to be Mitameh. So this is a very important question, and something that opens kind of up even for the Rambam to wonder, you know, whether or not there isn't some chalos tuma. There certainly seems to be some chalos tuma bechulin. And then the question is, does that just, you know, that's just a hagdara, right? Or is there any kind of anything beyond that? So that's where we get to the next point of the Rambam. And that is that there are two exceptions in the Rambam's presentation. And really, four, I guess, you know, if you want to widen it. Meaning, Tahara Beregel, right? The perspective on Prushim, right? The counting of Dine Tuma, in many of the mitzvahs, that might be a different point, but at least it might be something to talk about. And the mitzvah of tevila, also maybe a different point, but especially if there's a mitzvah of tevila bizmana, all these things may be relevant. So just without going into great detail, when it comes to tahara beregel, that's a big topic. I already mentioned that the Rambam seems to explain in a very narrow way what Tahara Beregel is all about. Shiyu Nechonim, you know, L'Knisa L'Mikdash, and Achilas Kadshim on the Regel. And that's certainly the way, I think I mentioned already, the Shagas Aryeh took it. He understood it in a very functional way. According to that perspective, the Rambam hasn't given an inch. You know, there's no chalos, or at least there's no kiyum, there's no value, you know, of tahara b'chulin. Again, maybe even the Rishon V'Sheni is still mostly a placeholder, and a vis-a-vis, you know, dvarim kedoshim. But l'maisa, you know, beregel, we're not really dealing with Chulin anymore, because we're dealing with Knisa L'Mikdash and Achilas, you know, HaKarbanos. And if you say that, then certainly you'd have to limit this to Regel, meaning whether it's Aliyah or Regel, and you would have to, you know, limit it to somebody who's going to do that, which also means that it wouldn't apply to Zman Hazeh, right, in any kind of a way. And it wouldn't apply maybe for Rosh Hashanah, probably shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur, certainly wouldn't apply to Shabbos, etc. What you also gain from this a little bit is an issue which Ramban raises, and which the Mishnah Lemelech and others, and Shagas Aryeh and others speak about, and that is, since the makar of this din is B'niv L'Asam Lo Sigo, and the Sifra, when it considers the possibilities, Yachal, you would think, you know, that you're not allowed to be Tameh at all,
you know, you're not allowed to touch a nevela, which is metame. So the Sifra at that point considers the possibility, or says basically, that if you did, you should be loked. Right? Because benivla sam lo sigo is a ma'isa avera. It's a lav sheish b'ma'isa. So what happens beregel? Right? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and the Sifra earlier says that this benivla sam lo sigo is a din in the regel. So just like when the Gemara thought it applied all year round, right, the thought was that it should trigger, you know, a malchus, why, what happened to the malchus? If you're mistame beregel, okay, maybe if you're tame beregel and you didn't, you know, become tahar, even that, you know, but maybe that's fine. But let's say you, on the regel, became tame, right? Where's the malchus? And the Rambam doesn't mention malchus, so what happened to it? So the Shagasari's answer to that question is that, no, there's a, he doesn't say it exactly this way, but basically, there's a fundamental difference between the Havamina, you know, in the Sifra, right, and the Maskana in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. And that's, at least according to the Rambam, and that is because in the Hava Mina, we thought this was a Ma'isa Aveira, an intrinsic Ma'isa Aveira, meaning, you know, you're not allowed to be mistame all year round, or any time, you know, even a non-Kohen. And that's a Ma'isa Aveira. However, now, what we're saying is that it's a Hechsher for, you know, for Bi'al HaMikdash, and for, you know, eating Karbanos on the Chag. So that already is not a Ma'isa Aveira. That's just that's one step removed. That doesn't trigger Malkus. So if you hold like Shagas Aryeh, things are pretty much, you know, clear. And again, Shagas Aryeh himself is very bothered by any Makoros, including the Rush and Masechet Yoma and others, that imply that, you know, this din of Chayavot Matahir Atzmo Beregel, you know, applies other than the Regalim, or applies Bizman Azeh, you know, in terms of, you know, the obligation to be tovel in a mikvah, maybe even to make a bracha. Like, he's very unhappy with all those things. Because anyways, people are tame. Anyways, there's no korbanos, right? So what is that all about? Oh. So but I thought there was a different possibility here. I think I mentioned it already. And that is, I think it's very mduyak. And that is that the Rambam doesn't mean in a pragmatic way that Chayav Adam L'Tahor Atzmo B'Regel is a Hechsher for Knisa L'Mikdash and Hakravat HaKarbanos. He doesn't say that. But what he means is that there's a Kiyum on the Regel to be Roy, right, L'Knisa L'Regel and, you know, L'Achilas HaKarbanos. I guess just to explain for one second what I mean by that, topic, you know, the Ramban in Parshas Emor already raises the question, you know, why there are some references of Karbanos in Parshas Emor, the Parshas Amoadim, you know, but mostly the Karbanos are dealt with in Parshas Pinchas, right, in the Parsha of the Musafim. And yet, like, you know, the Korban Shtei Lechem, and then, you know, the Omer, and you have, you know, towards the end of the Parsha, before you get the second, what I call the second rendition of Sukkos, you know, you have a Milvad, you know, the Karbanos, and you have references to Karbanos. So the Ramban raises this question and gives a very technical answer to it. You know, they were in the Midbar, and it wasn't there in Yisrael, and, you know, they wanted to make clear, you know, which dinim applied only in Eretz Yisrael, and which applied fine. I thought there was a different answer to that question, and that is that basically the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, two things, or maybe two different points, or overlapping points, but in Parshas Pinchas is the Parsha of the Musafim. And moreover, it's the Regalim from the perspective of the Mikdash. It's really the Parsha of the Mikdash, you know, and Korbanos starts with the Tmidim. But Emor is really the parsha of Moedim. So the details of the Korbanos, of the Musafim, that's Parshas Pinchas. But the Torah does want you to know, you know, without going into so much detail, except where it needs to, because the Omer and Shnei Lechem are part of the, not just Musafim, they're part of the Chag itself. But the Torah wants you to know that a Moed is a Yom of Havas Korbanos. And that's very important. That's part of the Kedushas Hayom of the Moed, and it's a day of being in the Mikdash, you know, or whether it's a Kiyum of being in the Mikdash. And this is not limited to Olas Re'iya, or Shalmei Simcha, or even the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Because in Emor, that's the Parsha in Re'e, that's not the Parsha in Emor. So the idea is that on the Chag, part of the Kedushas Hagavra of the Moed is that a person should be Ra'ui, right, L'Knisa L'Mikdash, and the Karbonos. A person should think of himself that way. Even Bizman Azai should think of himself that way, which would allow for the din of Chayv Adam L'Tar Asmo B'Regel, perhaps, to apply, maybe, even Bizman Azai, because it's a shear in the Gavra, to the extent that, you know, you can do it. And maybe even on Rosh Hashanah, I think actually maybe even more so on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a day of Tahara. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. Right? Kiva Yom Hazeh, Chaper Alechem, Tahar Eschem, Mikol Chatoseichem, Lifnei Hashem Titaharu. If that's the case, then we're still left with the question of, like, why no Malkus? But now the answer, I think, is even more acute. And that is, when the Gemara thought that there was an Isur Latame Atzmo called Shana, so it was a Ma'isa Aveira. But now that we think that it's an expression, you know, of being a Gavra who's Ra'ui, or can maximize the Kiyumim of the Moed, right? So, again, that's like a Lapshing Ma'isa, meaning you kind of undercut that part of your Kedushas HaGavra, or of your celebration of the Moed, you know, by being mistame. But it's not an iser tuma, right? It's an undermining of your nechonut l'regel, essentially. So, again, it's fascinating. The Ramban, when he wanted to prove that this whole thing, you know, the Ramban is a very much negates tahara in the context of kulin or outside of kohanim, etc. I think I already mentioned, b'niv l'sam lo sigo, you know, Chayav Adam L'Tahara Satzwa B'Regel, for the Ramban, is an asmachta. And the part of the raya that it's an asmachta is the fact that there's no malchus. He said, then why, if you're mistaming yourself on the regel, don't you get malchus? We never found that. Right? No one ever said that. So obviously the whole thing is a din d'rabbanan. But the Ramban doesn't sound like it's a din d'rabbanan. But it is a whole different, qualitatively, it's just a totally different din. However, this is the where we come to, where I just want to make the additional suggestion or speculation, and that is that at the end of the day, the Rambam still formulates this halacha in Hilchos Tumas Ochot. He could have put it in Hilchos Yom Tov. Moshe Lamad Dover Dome, the other halacha that is connected to that same Gemara, and that is Chayiv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabo Berega. Right? So that's an interesting halakha as well. Rabbi Yitzchak said both things. And, you know, you wonder whether or not they aren't similar or parallel in some respect. So in both cases, you could wonder, you know, what is the real machayev of these halakhas? Let's say, Chayiv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabo Berega. Right? So it could be that's a Yom Tov halakha, and it could be it's more of a Talmud Torah halakha. Again, I think it ends up being a little bit of one and a lot of the other, frankly, in both cases, and that's the horror that I'm trying to make. Meaning, the idea is that part of your Kiyum Yom Tov, right, is basically perceiving yourself and your role in a certain way. You know, and that's connected with Chayiv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabo, you know, Veregel, like being part of a certain Mesorah, right, seeing seeing the path of your life and the hadracha that you get from Aselach Harav, that's an aspect of being lifnei Hashem on the rego. Or is it more that, really, this is a din in Talmud Torah, but it's a din in Talmud Torah which can't be expressed every day, because that would kind of trivialize it, or it would, gum up, the productivity and efficiency of society. Everybody was visiting, being makabel pnei rabo, all the time. But the point is that in the opportunity of the regel, and especially given, the role of limud haTorah beregel, mikroi kodesh, the perspective that you have on the regel, which is often shaped by your Talmud Torah, which is connected to Rabbo. So the perfect time to manifest this particular din of this Hilchot Talmud Torah dominated halacha is beregel. But again, if it weren't for the fact that there was some interface, some kiyum, some special connection to the regel, unless it was just about having extra time, not being, on the job, etc. Still possible. So it's curious that some people, when they quote the halacha, quote it in the context of Hilchos Yom Tov, but the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay. Now, parallel, getting back to our point, one could have thought that the din of Chayiv Adam L'Taharat Tzmo Beregel, especially as I'm explaining it, Lios Nechonim, and by the way, that's a phrase that the Rambam uses about the Beis HaMikdash, also the place which is Ra'ui for Akravos HaKarbonos. I think there too the Rambam means it, in a bigger way, not a smaller way. Not that, you need to have a venue where you can be Makriv Karbonos, so that's the significance of the Mikdash. Rather, part of what the Mikdash is and what explains its transcendent status is that it's a place which is Ra'ui LaKarbonos HaKarbonos. Same expression, the chonim. Anyway, so getting back to this, what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam didn't codify this halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov. Now, you could say that that's for efficiency reasons, because, here he's talking about, whether is there any expressions of tahara in chulin. It does say b'nivla sam lo sigo, and in the end of the day, it does apply to Yom Tov. So, this is the place to admit. It's possible. But really, it's a Yom Tov halacha. It's a din in lifnei Hashem, or it's a din in being roi l'karbanos, both of those things. But I do think that it's possible, at least, that he intends to put it here as well. And what the Rambam is really saying is, I know that mostly I have downgraded and downplayed the role of taharos in Kol Shana and in Chulin. There's no Yisrachila, there's no Yisrenegiya, and so on and so forth. Even, the shame, Rishon and Sheni, I was kind of questioning. But at the end of the day, I don't mean to say that it's only a din in Kadshim, meaning it's only a t'nai in the requirements of Kadshim and Truma and Meiser Sheni. Right? It wouldn't be a t'nai in those dinim, perhaps, this is the question I'm raising, if there weren't also some independent significance to being tahar, separate from, right, the detail, the precondition, or the conduciveness of being involved with, Zeraim and Kadshim. And therefore, there still may be an expression of tahara, right, even outside of the Mikdash and outside of Kadshim. Again, it so happens that this one is connected to being Nechonim, right, Knisa LeMikdash and LeKadshim. But it's a Tumas Ochlin Halacha that is expressed on the Regalim rather than being a Yom Tov Halacha, which is expressed in Tumah B'Tahar. If that's the case, then we should be more open to the possibility for the Rambam that even though it's very negligible, there is a chalos tahara, even outside of the Mikdash and outside of Achilas Kodshim, again, it isn't just, you know, rigorous standards, which is totally tafel, you know, basically then you'd be saying like, taharus isn't like a mikzoa b'fneatma. I don't mean in terms of the complex, you know, the how many halachos there are and the need to master them and the rules of them. But basically what we're saying is like, you know, every other one of the, you know, sedarim, you know, has like, it's a mikzoa ha-Torah in an intrinsic and axiological way as well, right? Many Hilchos Eretz Yisrael and say for Moed, you know, and Nezikin and Nashim, you know, and certainly Kadshim, and Taharus is just the preconditions, you know, the conduciveness or not messing up, you know, Kadshim. Maybe the reason it does mess them up or is a requirement for proper Kadshim is still because it represents on some plane not only rigorous and higher standards, right, but some intrinsic value. Just that intrinsic value is not something which we impose all the time or which even we prefer all the time or see as ideal all the time. Because maybe it comes at a price or maybe need the exact circumstances to make it meaningful and significant, right? I prefer the second to the first. But then what we're saying is that there's still some, you know, perspective, some value to it. And if that were to be the case, you know, then that would explain better why there is a Rishon Betumah and a Sheni Betumah. Even though there isn't a Shlishi and a Revi, but there's a Chalos, Din, Tumah, Bechulin. Maybe there's even some sort of Kiyum. Just that doesn't mean that there is a mitzvah or a lechatchila unless you have the perfect circumstances. Now, if that were to be true, right, and then maybe we could go a little bit further than the Rambam does when he talks about the chassid and the parosh, right, because that's the other one that he mentions here. I mentioned the other day, I stand by the diuk mostly, and that is that unlike the Sefer HaChinuch and Rabbeinu Yonah, who see, you know, ochlei, you know, or those who are ochlei chulin b'tahara, you know, prushim, chassidim, whatever you want to call it, as an intrinsic value, the way the Chinuch explained it, the way Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos explained it. Now the Rambam sees it more as a strategy, you know, to keep you, you know, an elite company, you know, so that you're not, as we'll see in a moment, you know, spiritually compromised or contaminated, right? And if you have to only eat b'tahara, so, you know, that's going to kind of, you know, ensure that, you know, your associates, you know, the people that you are, you know, friendly with and influenced by are a very spiritually rigorous group. So it isn't being tahar, or, you know, it's more, you know, the function, the instrumental value that you get from it. That's what he says in the end of Tumas Och. And again, I think it's consistent with his, you know, persistent, you know, downplaying, you know, of tahara, you know, in a chulin context. Mostly I think of that as absolutely correct. But since, or if, you know, being tahar for kadshim and for truma, and berega, even when it isn't totally functional, you know, is still a value, or is due to some intrinsic status of tahara, you know, so then maybe, you know, you could go a little further. Moreover, then maybe you can understand why at least l'chatchila, it sounds like the Rambam holds that, you know, there would be an ideal of kavana l'tvila, even l'chulin, which is something that I mentioned the other day. B'di'abed, no. But l'chatchila, why would there be even be a din of l'chatchila if that's something that's associated with tahara and there's no value of tahara at all? But if tahara, you know, does have some impact and stature, albeit in targeted, policy-wise, only at targeted times, you know, then that's more sensible. Moreover, again, this idea of chayv adam l'taharat mo beregel, coming from the pasuk of b'niv lasam lo sigo, even if that's the Mesorah, again, it's fascinating, the Mishnah L'melech in a long piece in the end of Tumas Ochel that we discussed, that I mentioned rather, he answers the Malkus problem by saying, yeah, if it was, you know, if it was Pshuto Shel Mikra, you know, B'Nivla Sam Lo Sigo, then you get Malkus for it. You know, but since it's, you know, quite a Chiddush, you know, that this refers to Regel, so maybe that isn't considered Pshuto Shel Mikra anymore, something like that. It's not Mefurish Bakra, and therefore you don't get Malkus for it either. I think that's curious. That's an interesting, you know, point about, again, Torah Shabbat Sav, Torah Shabbat Peh, the things in between, like Drashos, or, you know, it's very fascinating, Dvarim Klalium. But what I would take is just a little bit, you know, differently, and that is, in the end of the day, again, the Ramban thinks the whole thing is an Asmachta. And partly because there's no Malkus, and partly because, I mean, the Pasuk says, B'divlo Sam Lo Sigo. There's nothing in the Parsha at all about the Moed. But according to what I'm suggesting, which is, on some level, the idea of Tahara, you know, does apply. It's not just a technical requirement, you know, of Kachem and Truma and Ma'at Hashem. And therefore, when you have perfect, you know, alignment of circumstances, you know, it'll be spiritually meaningful. And that's, you know, that's true because being nachon, for the same reason, the way I'm interpreting, being nachon, being roi, likanos, lemikdash, and lechal, bekachim, you know, as opposed to just the hechsher of being able to do it, is a shiur in taharas agavra, or, you know, connecting him to kachim, and that's technically done, but also not just technically, through tahara. So what we mean is, really, b'nivla samol sigo on some level is the mechayiv. It's an outlet for tahara in chulin. Except that what Torah Shabbat Peh fills in is, that might be the mechayiv, but it's very, very limited to find the circumstances that make it meaningful. That's going to end up being b'moed. The moed is the expression of b'nivla samol sigo. But it still didn't benefit us unless you go. You're still not going to get Malkus for it because it's a shir in Kedushas HaGavra and not a Maisa Aveira. So with this, I just wanted to explain a couple of things more. And that is that one, in the Hakdama to Taharos, in the very, very end, and I know there are a few questions. Aaron, you had a question? Okay. So can you wait one more minute? Okay. So the end of the Hakdama to Taharos, the Rambam repeats kind of what he says, part of what he says here, right? Hanirin is bayer, sha'inin kasha bi'atzmo. Well, first he says Taharos is very difficult. Afil b'zmanu makdumim, his boni b'amarim. First of all, asida Taharos sh'tishtakach mi'Yisrael's al shikchas dinei atumah v'tahar. Could be there are other, this doesn't have to necessarily do with the value, but again, it is curious if Asida Torah Shetishtakach Yisrael refers to something which is just a facilitator, just an instrument. Maybe. V'chein kasher tziva Hashem Yisales Hanavi l'sh'ol al zeh, amar lo, sh'al nas ha-kohanim Torah. Harei sh'Torah b'stam hu ha-Talmud, right, b'tumah v'tahara b'yadiyas dineh. Now, can you just because it's so complex, you know, and it's so necessary for that greater goal. I'm just saying, to call it Torah, Stam Torah, the Kach Omru Ode Betulas Vitaros, Mishnah and Chagiga, Hein Hein Gufei Torah. Now, in that Mishnah itself, in the Kapach edition, he points to this, there's a different edition here, he says, oh, if you look at the Rambam, Pirshim Mishnayis and Chagiga, he kind of waves that all away. Hein Hein Gufei Torah doesn't mean, you know, Tumas Vitaros is Gufei Torah. You know, it refers to all the different things in the Mishnah, and, you know, this Torah, that Torah, like he neutralizes it completely. But here in Pirshim Mishnayis Hakdama, he's calling Stam Torah Taharos, and he's calling it Hein Hein Gufei Torah. And then he adds, and this is the best line of them all, V'eichlo, okay, that's already pretty good, right? V'hare Hein Hasulam L'ruach HaKodesh. I don't know what that means exactly. Kamosha Omru, Tahara, Mivia Lide Kedusha. So here, he's certainly not referring only to the pragmatic benefit that he's referring to in Hilchos Tumas Socha. Right? That's not Sulam L'Ruach HaKodesh, Tara Mevi'a L'Idei Kedusha, here implies a substantive connection. Then he goes on to say, by the way, that he did a magnificent job, you know, which he did. I mean, Rob doesn't need our approval. But he says, I really did an amazing job here. And, but it's just very curious. The law, Marti Lecha, as Kola Ina Nazala Kadesh Lo Tehe Sabur, Sha Dibur Binyanim Alalu Kamoa Dibur Batsukka O Balulav. Actually, the same phrase, by the way. Right? O Vishwas Hashomer Vishwas Adayanim. Obviously, there's some connection between Sukkah and Shavuos. Sechat Shavuos, right? Just like, you know. Wow. So, anyways, but I mean, he's like, you know, this is not like, you know, the Dvarim Pshutim, like in Sukkah and Lulav and Shavuos HaShomer and Shavuos. Of course, he doesn't say Shavuos HaEdos and Shavuos HaMikado. But, Uta'ayin bo hashkofa bo hashkofa rishonu v'tachshav shekvari sagta mashu, v'gam kidei shelo yakel be'enecha mashu yale biyodcha mina to'alios kasher tasigeim v'tarichotam. Here, I'm not sure what he means by to'alios. I originally thought he meant like axiological value, which again would support what I'm trying to say, that this is very rare and has, it's only expressed, you know, with the perfect circumstances, you know, but it's still, but now I'm not, upon second or third thought, it could just mean, what he means by to'alios means the principles that he, like the Rabbag uses the expression, like the principles that emerge. I'm not sure about that. Anyways, he does say, he says, you can't possibly appreciate the work that I did, you know, unless you try to put this stuff together, you know, and make klalim out of it, you know, put it together as principles on your own. Okay, so does Ha'elu G'doli Ha'erech, Sheikdamti Lach B'mabo Azeh, Ein Yesod Bohen Shelo Amalti Alav Amal Rav, right, Be'imuso U'Bechinuso, Be'likatem Echad Me'ir U'Shnayim Mi'Mishpacha Mi'Kol Pinos Atalm Mi'Sisri Abraisos. I mean, the Rambam does it for everything, but you can just imagine Taurus Kachim, Taurus and Zroim in particular, but Tosechtos, especially Taurus, Lefisha Kol Halacha Shemedubar B'Tumah B'Tar B'Rishon B'Sheni Kiyotze, Tikcha Filu L'Gedoli Arabanim B'Koshkin L'Talmidim, because people care, Yisoda Sanosi Lo'oskum B'Mklau, Avamashik Damnu Anachnu B'Mavo, Hu Misapek Me'od Me'od, and then he says, V'lo Yoda Es Godel To'elis Bo, Be'emes Alamisha Kvar Amal Yomim V'Nideid Shena Leilos, Al Halacha Me'osan Halachos, Shemitkila Shabbos Abtachim O'Chagigo Zvachim V'Kulit, B'Domeim, V'lo Ola B'Yodo Yisod Lismach Olav, V'Achakach Yikra HaMobo HaZeh, right? Ainza Doma Lamisha Kibetz Prutos Ba. He basically says, unless you've done, tried to do this and fallen flat on your face, like many times, and lost a lot of sleep, then you just cannot possibly appreciate, like, the work that he's done to make all this, you know, smooth for you. That's an amazing, I mean, that's true. But he did such a great job, he said, that I'm going to lose the credit for what I did because of the magnificence of my success. Right? And the Rambam is basically saying, that's a little chaval. So, at least I want people to know about it. Anyway, so this is how he deals with Taurus. But, with, yeah.
Just point out, it didn't cover, like, Hakdama here. It's not necessarily clear that it's about the same season as Masoka. This is kind of generally that's meant to talk about that whole thing that you're sure. You could read all the lines of the two
levels. He's for sure speaking about the category. But the phrase, Hatuma Mevi'a L'Idei Kedusha, I'm sorry, Tara Mevi'a L'Idei Kedusha. So that's the Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. That's part of the Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, no? That's the whole... What I'm trying to say... No. I'm not trying to prove from that Rambam that he holds that Tahara in Chulin, you know, is of elevated status necessarily. What I am trying to prove is that, at least in Kodshim, there's some sort of, you know, a kind of an integration. It isn't just that the standard of Taharos, you know, is a necessary prerequisite for what's really important, and that is Kodshim. but rather being tahar is an erech, it's a value, it's in its own right. Once that is the case, then the idea that that could might apply if you get very, you know, rarefied, which is a good word for this, circumstances, you know, even in chulin, like beregel, you know, or some other expressions of it, is possible, including chassidim arishonim, but again, here for sure, but again, when he talks about chassidim arishonim here, wait a second. I'm just saying, here he's saying, it's, Avdi Shabbat Alech Olam, Chassidim HaRishonim Yochel Chuleim B'tar V'Nizar V'Natumas Kulan, V'Nik HaPrushim, I'm just saying, Kedusha Yisera, V'Derech Chassidus, She Adam Nivdal L'Porish Mishar, here it's only because being Nivdal L'Porish Mishar Am, V'Lo Yiga Bahem V'Lo Yochel V'Yishtei Mai. So HaPrushim Mivia L'Dei Taras HaGuf Masam Arayim, Taras HaGuf Mivia L'Dei Kedusha Sanat, it's the same Braisa. So here, mina deos haraos. And here, you could say, if this is your only makar, that this is purely pragmatic. I mean, I don't want you eating with those people and hearing their crude discussions or their waste of, you know, or their language or whatever it is, and being improperly influenced by them. So I want the kedushas hanefesh, I'm sorry, the taras haguf to lead to kedushas hanefesh mina deos haraos. But the sulam, the ruach hakodesh, in the same part of the brisa, appears, again, it could say it's two different formulations. But it sounds like it is more than that. Again, the Rambam's formulation is very similar to what he says in Tumas Ochim, in, I think in the Frankel Rambam, they point this out. Also, in Perek Beis, Hilchos, did I bring the right one? Perek Mishnayos Beis in Taharos also, could be I brought the wrong one. Oh, no, I say rather than cross. Second. No, that's Avos. This one. So that's the bigger idea that I'm trying to make. But when you transplant it back, here he has a space. The inin amarim b'chol makom shenasu al taras hakodesh al taras truma ki chasidim haprushim hol v'ratzu ligrom le'atzmam lifrosh mehamon ame ha'aretz. This is base taras hakadesh le'yochlimam le'yishnuimam ki yesh bazem min atov kamuvan midvareinu ba'avos. Okay, lachein hayu mekablim alatzum shiochlim kuleim b'tahara shim hayu ochal taras truma hayamachshav. Here's where he does actually seem to imply, even in Truma, that there's some connection or parallel to Chepsa. Ukvar b'yarnu mikzazeh b'sechat chagiga, ukmokem b'sof masechat para, etc. So, again, very similar to the language in the end of Tumas Ochlin. You could, this one and Tumas Ochlin, you could say, were purely pragmatic. There's a way to read Tumas Ochlin, the entire Tumas Ochlin, that's purely pragmatic. I'm just pointing out, number one, that there might be good reasons to understand the Tahar Berega a little bit differently. And number two, that in light of what he says in the Hagdama, Sof Hagdama to Taharos, and, you know, again, the language of, you know, Taharos HaNefesh and other things, that, you know, that might change the equation. Yeah.
Is the Rambam conflating the value of Tahara in itself with the value of learning about Tahara?
I mean, like when he says Torah and in Gufei Halachos.
Right.
I'm just saying, I was saying before, it could be like, you know, you're talking about Tzchar and it's intricate, you know, there's a lot of Amal, you know, that is required, which the Rambam very much admires. Chazal admires it, the Rambam admires it. And if it's Talmud Torah, the Rambam certainly admires it, you know, very much, even beyond the statements of Chazal. Possibly. I find it peculiar that, you know, that if Tahara wasn't also axiologically independently significant, you know, that, you know, learning about it would be called Stam Torah and Hein Hein Gufei Torah. So I don't, you know, dismiss the possibility that he's talking about the limud of it, But in general, this point in Pirush Mishnah, he's talking about knowing it, but he's talking about the dinim themselves. So I think it's hard to say that.
I just think that it just seems likely that the more, meaning the value in learning about, the closer, I'm trying to think of a way of phrasing this, the more abstract a value is, the easier it would be to conflate the value in the thing itself and the value of learning about it.
Yeah.
And like the more...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Whereas again, if it's just like a function or an instrumental thing for kachim, so why is this hey name Gufei Torah or Stam Torah? Maybe the Tishtakach part makes sense. If this is the most complicated and most inner logic oriented, and of course there's so many Drabanans and Malos, and although you wonder, like, you know, what are we protecting exactly? It's also a question. But, you know, you could say from a Tishtakach point of view, like mastering it, that explains it. But saying it's Stam Torah or Hein Hein Gufei Torah, I think is peculiar if it's all like, you know, a Heksher for proper Kachim or for proper Trumba or for proper Meiser Sheni. I think we're agreeing.
Yeah.
Okay. So one other Ha'ara regarding this, or two other Ha'aras quickly. Sorry, it takes so long. We'll just finish this up. So Josh asked me about, what's the story, with avoiding, the Hamon, right? And isn't that against what he says in Avos? But he himself refers to what he says in Avos. I'm not going to read it right now, but if you look in Perek Dalid of Avos, which is what I answered at the time, but if you look at Shemona Prakim in Perek Dalid, and even more so, if you look in Hosdeos, so it's clear. Yeah, what the Rambam here means is, let me contrast it another way. You know, the Rambam, based on the Gemara Masechet Tainis, is very, very strong on the issue of not being Porish from the Tzibor. Right, the Rambam Paragimel Tshuva, what is Halacha Zion, I believe. Is that Rambam? Says that Porish from the Arkei HaTzibor is an Abikoras. Right, no less. Harsh words. He says, Afilo Asa, one second. Where does he have it? Yudalek, maybe? I'm sorry, Yudalek. A parish midarkei hatzibor, right? Apa pisha lo avar averus on the nivdal me'adas yisrael ve'ena osa mitzvos bechalalan lo niknas b'tzarasan lo mis'ana b'tanisan elo holech b'drachav ke'echa migayi haaretz kilo eno mehen ein lo chelek olam haba. So what does it mean that the Rambam wants, to do, admires the Prushim, who distance themselves from the Hamona? But the answer is obvious, and that is you have to look, if you look at Perek Dalad of Shmona Prakim, and you look at what he wrote, you can't, isolate yourself from Klal Yisrael, from the Tzibur, and from identifying with their tzaros, or their mitzvos, for that matter, right? But it's also true, as the Rambam in, you have to look in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, and especially in Perek Hay, right, the Rambam explains that social intercourse, has its challenges, and it can also, you have to be careful who you associate with, and it can drag you down. Like, there's a fine line between, again, this is back to Avraham Avinu, right, between Kiruv, and involving yourself with all sorts of people, which has a very strong, plus,
very strong benefits, but also protecting your own standards. Hilchos Deos is all about lehidamos bedracha. Deos harbi yesha kalacha mibnei adam, zu mishuna mizu v'rechoka mimenu yibiyoser. And he has all the, yeshu bal taiva lo sizba nafsho, meloch betavasa, yeshu tohar guf. Tohar guf is in light of Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, and again, the end of Machol Sasuris, and the end of Mikvos, and the end of, Shechita, and the end of, and the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Tshuva. These are loaded terms in the Rambam. You can put quotations, around them all the time to see them. So, Taharas Guf B'Yosef Elis Avra Filu Dvarim Ma'atim Shaguf Tzarechlayim. For the Rambam, this is about, having the right balance between the spiritual and the physical, the right measure of asceticism and involvement in this world. That's Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. And then he, expands on it, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Mishum B'Dakdek Al Atzmo B'Yosef Yisrachek Mideot Benonis. Oh, that's a chassid, is the Rambam's difference between a... the chassid, the parush, is somebody who isn't perfectly, in the middle, but he's a little more on the ascetic, the ruchnius, spectrum, if you will. A chacham is mida beinonis in the Rambam, that's Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. A chassid is lepnim mishura sadin, this is Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Who's misrachik ma'at mehamemutza, right? He's medaktek on himself a little more to downgrade, his, physicality for his spirituality. Okay? All this is part of lehidamos, that's the Rambam says. This is all part of, right? Mitzvivanon olalachas bedrachim elo habeinonim, hem adrachim atov ma'ishar, v'nev halachta bedrachav, ma'uchanon, etc. Then, in Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, is where he talks about how this affects social intercourse. Kishe ha-chacham ocho ma'at, right, zeh ha-roi lo lo yachlenu le be-beis al-shulchano, lo yochal b'chanutz, lo yochal etzel amei ha-aretz, is where it gets relevant, v'lal osan ha-shulchano sambaleim ki v'tzoa, lo yar b'sudosu b'chomokam afilu m'chachamim, lo yalcha b'sudo sheyesh b'em kibbutz harbei, Ein roilo lechal ala besuda shal mitzvah bilvad, gun suda therisim in the suin. Hushu tamid hachamim, shanasa bas tamid hachamim. Hatzdika machasidim arishonim, laochlim yolim misuda sheena shalahem. So this is the whole discussion. And then hey, this is hey base, then you have hey. Kolanoi minagze lo dailo shakidesh nafsho betiher atzmo, again the language of Kedusha and Tahara, betikein deosav, Elishim Hayula Banim Avi Banim Naim Ubay Shanim Ru Lakhma Ula Khasidus. Bakala Noid bin Hagos Shara Am Ahokim Bakoshek having the banim kma osan ha'am. So you can't read, Tumas Ochlin or any of these without reading them all. It takes a longer time, by the way. But meaning there's a gestalt, the Rambam has a shita here. Part of that shita is, again, that social intercourse can be, something that can be dangerous, but of course it doesn't mean porish min ha-tzibur, it doesn't mean not influencing people. Remember that Avraham Mohavi is a nefesh asher asa b'charam, but it's a balance. Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, derech b'riyasa shel adam, li'os nimshach b'deyosav u'masav, achareya v'chaberav, v'noeg b'minag anshe medinaso. L'pikach tzar adam li'ischaber l'tzadikim v'leishav ezel chachamim, Tamid Kadesh Lamid Mi Maseyam, Yisrachek Mina Rishoy Mahokam Bakosha Kadesh Yimud Maseyam, Husha Shlomo Amelech Omer, and so on. Yeshev Levado, Yechidi, if he has to, you get the whole, you get the idea. So what the Rambam says in the end of Tumas Ochlin, and again in the Perush Mishnayos, in Taharos, base, in light of, and there he makes reference to what he writes in Avos. He doesn't think it's a stira. He thinks it's consistent. If you look in Shmona Prakim, the whole, Dalit is how you achieve, this balance. So the strategy or the tactic or both is part of the story and a good part of the story of Tahara. But when he quotes the language of Kedusha and Tahara, it's language that implies intrinsic value too. Almost as if the Tahara
and the Kedusha, of course, is Kadesh Atzma B'Mutzar Lach, and it's a little bit of, you know, veering, you know, to the spirituality side, you know, to make sure also, I'll add, that the physicality part, which is so, you know, immensely important in Yahadus, and that's what he thought, in Shmona Prakam, the whole point is don't be too extreme, don't be too ascetic, you know, don't be Parish Mishnecha, you know, it's the balance with a little bit, you know, for Hasidim, Prushim, Lifnim, Ashura, Sadin, because the world, obviously, and man's makeup, you know, is tilted on the other way, so to really achieve the balance, you know, this is what Dharm says about Anivus and Shpal Ruach, you know, as well, to really balance, you need to, you know, sometimes, you know, overbalance, you know, in the other way. But this is all part of Tahara. But the terminology of Tahara and Kedusha, right, bespeak of that orientation as well. So I think also, just to conclude, that there's an interesting discussion in, you know, about Minna Mitzvos. You know, the Rambam in Asay, which is the one, where he's, all the Tumah, where the Ramban has the Tzadi Vav or Kuftas? That's Tzadi Vav, right? Yeah. So in Tzadi Vav, the Rambam has, you know, the Asay, Tishas Tivan of the Yos Kol No Ger Bin Nevela Tameh, the Mitzvah Zuh Kolelas Tumas Nevela B'chol Dineha. Right? So this is interesting. Why does he count as a mitzvah? I mean, it's a fact. Kol Enogeya Bin Nevela Tameh. He's not talking about Kohanim, you know, or eating Kedusha, or being Nichnas L'Mikdash. Right? It's a fact. It's an Uvda. He says, "Vani eskar atak dama roishet eskar osa v'chol ma sheniskar mimine hatumos u kizeh shenimna kol minu min min hatumos v'mitzvah mitzvah say einin yano sheniya chayavim lehitamei b'tumah hahi." That's pretty obvious, right? "V'lo gam kein sheniya nachnu muzharin mehitamei ba." Okay, it doesn't also mean that we're obligated to be tahar. "V'tiyah mitzvah slosa say." Amnam, and that's of course consistent with what we've been talking about. Heyos haTorah omeres kimishi agia b'zeh amin nitma ozeh adabar yitma al Torah kach l'mishenaga bohi mitzvah saseh. Klomar, zeh din shenitzadenu bo hu mitzvah saseh. Right? V'hu amaro shemishenaga b'kach al Torah kach nitam mishahi walin and lot yol yitame. But hitame ba'atzma rishus im ratza yitma, im ratza lo yitma. V'lashon sifra, u'benivla sam lo sigo, the same one. Yacholim nagadam nevela yilke, arboin tamadam ala titamu, yacholim radam nevela yelich v'yitame, tamadam benivla sam lo tigo. Okay, it's not heva omer rishos. But we know that's kayavanu mataras atzim regel, also, right? V'amitzu masha nemar lanu bedin zeh, shemisha nagadam bezen nitma, v'yitame, Now, this is so good because, I mean, what did he say in the end? It's so unclear at first glance. He's addressing the question. It's not an imperative. There's no chiv to be tahar. But the chalos of being tameh when you do this and the awareness of the content. So Ramban just says, I think he shouldn't have counted it. Vani im kol arichus divrei harav. He said, you know, he read it too. He's like, so what do you mean by that? V'hagdama shehikdim l'chol mine atumos. Like, you know, the drum beat, like everybody's so excited. And yes, Koratak Dhamma, you know. He says, Lora Isi Lahavi Dinatumos. The Cheshvan Amitzvos. With the Shem Rishuz Gemura. Again, the Ramban, even more than the Rambam. Again, he doesn't even believe in Tara Varegel being, you know. Mikol Sad, it's a Rishuz. Ein Ba'im Inin Mitzvah Shetamane.
And remember, at least the Rambam does have Tahara Beregel in Tumas Ofen. Ramban said it was just an asnak. Right? Kivin Shemananu, Yisalim Ibias Mikdash B'tumah, Mechilas Kachim, B'tzibos on Alechot Dvarim B'tahara, Kol Tor B'beis Chayochal Oso, B'yav Amar Elu Dvarim B'tamim, Ve'ilu Eina B'tamim, Ve'ein B'sipurim Ha'im, Mitzvah, Lo B'chaleim, Lo B'prateim, B'shim Panim. V'zeh Kemam Arenu, this is a great line, She'krob ha'krobas balmum nimnas b'mitzvah lo'sase, V'nishar Leinu Ladas, Ezadavar Ha'im Amunim, V'lo Nimna Mehem Bahem Minyan, Kemamari Shalarabi Kashvi. You're not allowed to the avoda if you're a balmum. And we should count now every mum? Or not to be a balmum? Balmum is a state which disqualifies you from avoda. I mean, there are consequences to that state, but it's a fact. Not a mitzvah. Not a halakhic category, you know, that is axiologically significant. Afkan mananu yisbarach masiyas dvarim betuma. V'nishar leinu lahodienu ezadavar hua tuma. This is just about being mandir, what's a tuma? Amar shinigiyas hameis, hashratzim, zilasam, v'chein yer b'mitzah shehiktim leilu, hafaris adarim, okay, we're going to get to hafaris adarim. So the Nosa Kalim here say, oh, what did the Rama mean? So they said, no, what the Rama meant was this. You know, mumim is nothing to do if you, you know, it's what you don't do. Mum is the hagdar. But tuma is also a state of being that affects whether you can be nifnas and mikdash, whether you can eat kachim, you know, etc. It's not just a disqualification for a vote. By which they mean, they don't, what they're saying is, it's not just a definition. There are dinim, you have to know that, you know, if you want to be nifnas, you know, the mikdash or ochel kachim, that you have to be mistahir. That's the Megillas Esther and the Leif Sameach. I don't think that's what the Rambam meant. I think what the Rambam really meant was, this is not, no, the part about not being like mumim, it's not just preconditions, you know, technical details, you know, that disqualify you, that qualify you. Meaning, I think what the Rambam means is, tahara is a category, is a chalot category, number one. You know, it's not just technical. It's a personal status. Being a balmum isn't per se a personal status. You know, it's a precondition or an exclusion, you know, for certain activities. But being tahar or tamei is a spiritual status. And knowing what brings that about and what its consequences, he does speak about the consequences. But they're saying the mitzvah is, you know, to adhere to the consequences. I don't think that's the point. I think the point is the fact that there are consequences, you know, is something that highlights that it's a spiritual status. When it comes to tvila, that's kuftes, I think. The language of the Rambam is very like shkita. Is it kuftes? Hi? Is it? By the way, in the Sefer HaChinuch, says counts like the Rambam, but he says, well, I really think the Ramban is right, but he has a line in which he says, did you see it? About the, what does he have? Yeah, in Kufnin, that's one of them. Kufnin Tess. HaChinuch certainly thinks Tahara is a spiritual, you know, refua or tumma is a spiritual malady. But he also has a line where he says, you know, I would count this in Taryag Mitzvos bizmana mikdash, but not shalom bizmana mikdash. What? Yeah, do you have that? Right. And I'll tell you, the Rambam says, who cares? That's not the point. This is Chafsa Shel Torah, and more than that. These are states. Maybe we can't do them right now, just like Amalek and Shiva Amamim and many things we can't do. but there's still categories that are spiritually significant, right? Yeah.
Is it a serious comment? Because like you.
In a serious.
It's like you count the mitzvah of all the korbanos like across the tummy.
You mean it's not about the pinuch?
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I guess because those are more like mitzvahs. You know, it's really because he bought in. Let me say this. It's a good question, but the point is, Ari didn't read that part. He bought into the Ramban, right? You have a line where he. Yeah. So he says, basically, he says, my heart's with Ramban. But, you know, he's still, Rama. So he's saying is, my heart's with Ramban, but there are still pragmatic, consequences to this, even though they aren't really categories, they're just details. So the only time I would count them would be if at least they were lemaisa. That's what I think he said. As opposed to karbanos, which really are mitzvos at the time of the mikvah. These aren't mitzvos, they're circumstances. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference. I think it's a good question that highlights it. Anyways, in Kuftes, he should sivanu shenitvo b'mei mikvah v'oz nitaher. Does that remind you of anything? Like the language of Shechita, right? First we shech, then we eat. How many times did Rambam say that? Five times? In the Koteret, in Perek Shechita, Aleph Aleph, the Minin HaKotzar, Perek Aleph Halakha Aleph, right? Perek Dalet Halakha, what was it? Yud Ches. Right? Similar. He shall see banu shenitva, b'mei mikva, v'oz netahir. Meizu mimi minei tumos, she nitme'enu vo, hu amaro v'rachatz b'mayim, etc. So, it is also very interesting. And then he says here, however, in a kavana ba'amarnu shatfila mitzvah haseh, she'achayiv kol tameh she'yitar al kapanim, kamo she'achayiv kol mi she'yiskase b'ksus she'yasa tzitzis. Ah. Again, same, he's on the defensive. Not defensive, meaning he knows the question. Of course the rabbi knows the question. You know, that same like in Sanivav, the same like in, so this isn't tzitzis. Exactly. Right? Because there's no urgency to be, tahar. Is there even a kiyum to be tahar? Even though those are im yirtza dinim, right? He's saying this is even less than that in a way. V'ulam anirtza bazeh din tfila v'heyos ha-Torah omeres lanu ki mi sheyirtza lihi tahar, Shita language, mitumaso hinei lo yishalem lo zeh meaning, sounds like, it's a little bit of kiddushin and a little bit of shechita. Meaning, there's no kiyum tahar, and he says very explicitly, you can wait as long as you want. He says you can wait as long as you want. And that's the line that the Chinuch quotes in Kuf Nun Tes, where he says, well, I don't know about that, right? The Tosefes part? You have it, Aryeh? Quotes that line in the Rambam. I think it's Kuf Nun Tes, right? Oh, no, Kuf Ayin Hei. Sorry. My mistake. Kuf Nun Tes is where he talks about the intrinsic value of being or not being Tamein. Tar, Cholia, Nefesh, and so on. Not just the social intercourse, strategic labor. Yeah. What does he have in Kufayin Hay? Yeah. That's in response to what's the previous line? Yeah, if he's okay with it, then leave him alone. So the Kino says, I don't know about that. Okay. So, but the point is, I also think that what the Rambam is describing here is something that is not a kiyum mitzvah, exactly. But it is a chalos, and once again, I think what he's saying is,
the mechanism, the matir of tefillah kedei lehistaher, that's a mitzvah. I mean, understanding that what removes, what neutralizes tumah is tefillah, right? That's not just a mechanical, just like we're saying. You know, it's not like, oh, basar shchuta is fruits and vegetables. You know, it's shchita, the matir. And the davar hamatahir is tefillah, and knowing that is important. It's important because in the end of the day, as limited as the actual imperative of being tahar actually, you know, is in terms of cases, in the end of the day, it's still a status, and it has spiritual significance. And therefore, how you, the categories themselves, how you become tamei, the different ways of becoming tamei, those are all, you know, important to know. And so too, and maybe there are gufei Torah and, you know, stam Torah and all those things. And therefore, how you get out of that, how you extricate yourself, how you neutralize that, you know, that's important too. You can stay tamei as long as you want, but the awareness that tvila, you know, or the acknowledgement or the, you know, relating to the act of tvila as a dvar mitzvah, you know, which is matir you, is important. So that's why I think the Rambam also, again, has this echo, unlike Shechita, where he doesn't seem to think there's any lakatchila of kabana, Shechita schulin. Again, you do have these little echoes of tahara, even michulin, lakatchila, or being chalos of kabana. You know, again, I'm talking about tahara, snida, labala, you know, things of that sort. Like, why would there be? The Gemara seems like they're parallel. It could be different. But the truth is that Shechita Schul and Shechita Kachem are two different cheft, meaning you're doing a different act. In theory, in a mikvah, you could be tovel, you know, once, you know, you could be for chulin, for, you know, for truma, you know, for kachim. It could be that that's part of it. But I think it's more than that. I think it's kind of, there's a value of tahara, even if there's no kiyum or lechatkila of tahara. There's a chalos of tahara. And the matir of tvila, you know, is something that is important spiritually. Before I explain that just one more second, I want to start the... Sure?
Yeah.
I'll give you the chance. Okay. So, I'm sorry, just I wanted to get this finished. So if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Mikvos, I'm not going to read them out. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, right? Perek Tes Halacha Yud Zayin, and Hilchos Avos Atumah Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis. I think all those are the right ones. I scribbled them. The impression that you get is that tahara lechulin or tahara lebala or those that kind of tahara is only doesn't require kavanah. But Aleph Kes does sound a little bit like that's only b'diavad. Right, Mikvos Aleph Kes. One second, if I can find it. We will finish in just a second, and then we'll start next time with Cherev Kapalol, and we want to then do the Shir Hamayim. Is it Aleph Kes? No. Also lo tefila lechulin. That's an interesting language, right? So it could be just being efficient. If you want to do it all, then you have to have kavana. And if you didn't, at least you get by with the chulin. Or is it kolatovel tzorich liskaven letefila? Even for tefilas chulin, right? Being lo niskaven also lo tefila lechulin. I feel nida shetavla below kavana kugok shenaflo tochamayim yarda lahaker. I just like to get lamed out. Or is it mitaris lebala? Avol truma v'katshim in Torah ad shetitlo v'kavana. The saying it's subtly written that it sounds like is, you know, that tefila v'kavana is something that applies even to the chulin. Perek tes. Hilchot Avos HaTumah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, also sounds like it's just b'diavad that it works. One second. Yud Gimel Beis. Ken Yosu Chachamim Malos B'Tvila Misha Tava B'lo Kavana Areza Tahar L'Chulin Ofer Maisu Sheni Tava L'Maisu Sheni, meaning these are the Malos Tava Din Torah Hov B'Tava Mikol Mokom Areza Tahar L'Chul. Yeah, this is a little harder to know, because it's hard to know what to do about the malos part of it. But again, it sounds like lechatchila, there's an element of kavana. And in the end of Vilchos Mikvos, you know, when the Rambam has his big peroration in the end, it sounds like he's talking about all types of tefillah. He talks about the invisible tefillah, and what it does. Davar Bar Vigali, this is Yud Aleph Yud Beis. We mentioned it in another context already. Shatumos Bataros, Zeris Hakasim. The Inim Advarm Shadata Shaloda Makra Asosan. Varein Mechal Hakukim. The Chena Tvila Mina Tumos Mechal Hakukim He. Sheena Tuma Tit Otsoa Shatavar Bamayim. Like Zeris Hakasim Vadibur Tali Bekabana Salev. I'm sorry, Davar Tali Bekabana Salev. This said about all Shechita. I'm sorry, all. All tefillah. Lefika chomer chachamim tava below huksa keilu lo tabal. At this point, reading the Rambam, you could think that this is true about all tefillah. Yafal b'kein remez yesh b'davar k'shem shemachavi liba l'tahar kiven shetaval tahar afal b'shalom niskadish begufa davar kachem niskaving libo l'tahar nafsho mitumos hanefashos. The whole mashal of tumas hanefashos and tahara sanefesh once again implies that tahara is a value. Shein machshavo sa'ovin v'deos ha'ra'os kivin shehiskin b'libo l'ifrosh me'os ha'na'etzos v'hevi nafsho b'me'adas tahar v'reomer v'zorakti aleichem ayin tahorim utar tem v'kol t'mosechem v'kol d'uleichem. I'm sorry, if you only looked at this Rambam, you would think that tevila always requires kavana. So we know it doesn't, b'dieben and chulin. But the very fact that in three places, you know, in varying degrees, the Rambam implies that it does, is surely significant. Okay, so that's that. I want to finish. That's what I want to say about the Rambam's a little more complicated view. So you have the Ramban basically in the range. You have the Rambam, then you have the Chinuch Rabbeinu Yonah, then you have Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sajagon, you know, in the other extreme, and then here and there you have Rashi's and Tosafin. You know, in various things, the relationship between Negiya and Achila. Ruchem Fishel Perlo thinks that, you know, the dinim of Negiya apply only to Kohanim, the dinim of Achila apply to anyone. Again, is it more, you know, result-oriented, becoming Tamei? Is it more the Maisa of, you know, being mis-Tamei? These are all interesting questions. Moshe brought to my attention, where is Moshe, back there? Brought to my attention the other day with regard to Mishmeres Trumosai that Rabbi Chanan Basserman has a piece in what Mesechta? Tzachin. Where he discusses, yeah, and this is it's clearly Machlokas Rishonim, whether Mishmeres Trumosai regarding Tuma is about the Iser Lihistame or the Iser even Litame, right? Or it's really just about Hefsed Truma or Hefsed Kadosh. Meaning it's totally, you know, result, you know, oriented. So that's an interesting, those are always three options. But that's Mishmeres Trumosai, all right. So what about, you know, Benit Mesimba? Or, you know, Benivla Samlo Sigo? Or, you know, Koanim, you know, his Tamei Lameis? In all these cases, that's the question. The defilement per se is what's Asar? Or becoming as a result, Tamei, the state of Tuma is what's Asur? Or no, it's not even that. It's a consequence of being Tamei, the effect that that has on either your qualification for things, or if it's a Hefza, it's, you know, viability, you know, Hefzed Kohen, Hefzed Kodshim, etc. So these are all part of the issues connected. I want to say just one or two more words about a couple of, you know, additional points on Tosafot, but then we want to, mostly on Thursday, Kerf Kakalo quickly, because we did it last year, but I just want to do a little for what's on the spot. You know, the Ramban here, Ramban Ala Torah, I think I gave you, right? Ramban Nazir, the Ramban Tumas Smei, just very quickly, we're not going to go through all the verses. Tosfos Nazir. And then to start with Klisharis. I already gave you Maamar Kamos on that also. Okay. And then we'll go after that to Yotzei Minhag.